When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
What it do, baby?
You know what's happening, Key? I walk into the studio today. Jay's got real comfortable talking about. I'm surprised he's not in his robe and slippers. He's got his dog.
I am at home, though, at home.
Yeah, yeah, you made yourself at home.
Yeah,
you got a dog bowl with water in it. You got an official. What kind of dog is that?
This is my dog. This is my homie. This is Denzel Washington. He is a plot hound. Mm-hmm. And he is my road dog, man. He's with us today. He's rolling with it. He came in studio today to give it an appearance. Right, D?
I can see that.
Tell me you're excited. Good boy. Good boy.
Yeah, his wagon still looks like a happy dog.
Interesting dog.
Thank you. Yeah, we were thinking about getting an all-white dog, name him Ethan Hawke, so we have training day.
I see.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Try to do the whole thing.
Yeah. What's he doing in studio today?
He's kicking it, man. This is a family affair, Key.
So you're going to walk him around New York City and allow him to do his business on the streets, huh?
Oh, and no bags in my pocket.
The worst. Just
look, and like, yep, no bags in my pocket. Like, what do you want me to do?
No, you ain't going to do that. You're going to look around, see if anybody's looking.
Ah.
You did walk away.
That wasn't Denzel. He would never do that.
It's getting out of control in the city, man. It's getting out of control. Everywhere, you got to look. You can't look up. You got to look down.
You're kind of not a dog guy because it's funny. Yeah. When we first came in, he came over to you. I'm like, yeah, everybody else loves him. I mean,
yeah.
Victoria, Paulie, everybody else is petting him. They're scratching his belly. You're like, ah.
Jay, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, my dad was like that with dogs, cats. I'm like, what happened? How did you lose your soul? You don't want to pet a dog. I get it now. I got to go wash my hands. Who needs it? They get hair.
You don't wash your hands when you
sneeze. You're going to wash your hands when you pet a dog,
yeah.
But not when you sneeze.
Correct. I know where the germs are coming from.
Thank you, Key. Thank you.
God.
It is time, however, for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You heard the sound coming in. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. Let me tell you something before we even get into this. You know how we all think that, like, Aaron Rodgers is so calculated and he has all these machinations? He got on Pat McAfee, and first thing he said was, I'm not going to make any announcement about my future. Like, if he was really TV savvy, right, he'd have teased that. He'd have held that back. He wouldn't have started off by saying, listen, I'm not going to make the announcement. Sometimes I think I don't know how calculated he's being. He's just like, he likes the attention. And it's just instinctual with him. But this is what he said on Pat McAfee about that message he posted about gratitude, Monday night gratitude, right? Listen to this.
There's nothing cryptic about gratitude. You know, I just came out of a 12-day cleanse where you're eating a specific diet and you're going through these treatments every day. And you're not really doing anything else. You got to kind of turn everything else off. And so, you know, you're not working out. You're not straining or anything. It's kind of a recentering. And it not only heals you physically, but I think it takes away mental stress. And then the spiritual part, I think it allows you to kind of enjoy the meditations a little bit more. So when I come out, my first thought is just intense gratitude for the people in my life.
What's funny about that?
What? No, it's funny because you said,
I mean,
you just don't know where to go with it afterwards. That's the problem.
First of all, a 12-day cleanse where,
it's an extreme,
you know,
cleanse.
What? Key, you ever done a cleanse?
Many times over. I need to start back doing it.
What's the point in, what do you starve yourself? You only drink water. You have like a spoonful of like honey and vitamins, or what happens?
It's different type of cleanses, man. You can juice cleanse. You can do all sorts of stuff. You can go into the mountains of Malibu and disappear for like 18 days and have minimum diet. Your diet is at a minimum. You do yoga. You work out. You isolate yourself from the world. Jay Will would have a heart attack if I dropped him in the hills because he couldn't. use his phone. He couldn't check the social media and nothing. He would just be like, ah!
No, I'll just be scared more so because of those coyotes y'all got
mountain
up there.
Mountain lions. Forget about coyotes.
And I can't run. I got one leg. You know, God, I can't move fast. What?
It's good for you. I think Aaron Rodgers clearly has been doing it throughout his career, and he feels good about doing it. He probably feels lighter. His mind is clearer. He can think a certain way. And go ahead and make the snarl remark, oh, that's some California stuff.
Yep. I mean, like, he's lighter. If you read about the cleansing, what happens? Yeah, you're lighter. I mean, of course you're lighter. It's coming out of both ends.
Can I tell you guys, Keith, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is starting to become Jake Paul to me. Because it's like I'm announcing a fight, and I don't want to watch the fight. I don't want to pay the $70 for pay-per-view to watch the fight. But I find myself still watching the fight, still watching Pat McAfee yesterday saying, all right, just I can't not listen to what this guy is going to say. Like, where is it going to go? And did it ultimately felt like it came to this point about it was a sign about, yo, what are you doing with Davante Adams? How you treat Davante Adams? And just let me drop a little nugget on you because I'm going to throw it out there that he doesn't want to be franchise tagged. But how you treat him will depend upon whether I stay here or not. That's what it seemed like the whole shabaka was for. It was for that, but all the dressing around it.
Shabakal. That's a new one.
Yeah, I just made that
you just
up
made
on the
that
spot.
A shabakal.
Yeah, it sounded
that
right.
Should be a word, though.
It felt right. It
a shabakal?
Just came out naturally.
If Max didn't say anything, it would have been perfect.
It would have been perfect, but he
a
called
shabakal.
It out. That's fine. I'm rolling with it. Shabakal.
That's a new one. Write that. Hey, Evan, we've got to write that down.
That's only at Duke.
Only at
that's
Duke.
It.
Yes. That's top tier education.
The whole shabakal.
It just felt like it was only for that.
Yeah.
I still watched. Yeah. Look, the whole time.
I know exactly what you mean.
It's going to come a point in time where nobody's really going to care, right, about what Aaron Rodgers says because it's going to be background noise and the same music. I think in this situation, based on what was happening the last couple days, people wanted to know if he was going to say on the first day of free agency, I'm coming or I'm going. That didn't happen. He told you about his cleanse, and then he also mentioned a little bit about Davante Adams, something we already knew, that Davante Adams does not want to be franchise tagged, and neither side wants to do that. So we already kind of knew that. So there was really no new news coming out of the Aaron Rodgers camp, as I would call it. Pat McAfee has a guy on his show that is going to get the necessary viewership and the clicks that he needs, and there's nothing wrong with that. But until Aaron Rodgers actually says something, I don't think it even really matters.
Cleanse. I just can't get past that.
I'm trying to tell you, man, this guy is a genius.
I'm
going
to get you a cleanse, man.
No, you know what? I'll tell you the cleanse I'm going to do. I do a cleanse every day. I'm going to go home and have a steak burrito and throw on the game. You know, that's my cleanse.
I have this conversation all the time, and I tell people, they're like, oh, you're putting that stuff. I said, man, George Burns lived to be 100. He smoked cigarettes. He drank liquor. Yeah. He ate steaks. Jeez. He did it all.
Yeah.
What kind of cleanses have you done? Right. Is it like a keto cleanse? Have you done that? Like,
I've done juice cleanses where I've gone a month with nothing but juice.
What?
A month? No. So no month. Food, just
no,
juice.
No solid foods, just juices.
How do you if I don't get like protein throughout the day, I'm grumpy.
Clearly need to redo it again, and I will be very soon.
How do you get protein
because a lot of your green veggies and stuff like that have protein in it, believe it or not.
Broccoli has
more protein in it, I believe, than steak.
I don't think that could be true, but I know some greens have protein.
Hey, man, I'm not a nutritionist, doctor, and all that. No, I'm not that. I'm just telling you what the people tell me.
Yeah,
and I'm going to follow the people with the white coats, with the pins right here that walk around and take our money.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. They went to school for a long time to figure all this out. I don't know. You look at a horse or something, right? They're 1,000 pounds and eats hay, right? So, like, there's got to be protein in the hay, right? There's got to be protein in some of these vegetables.
In certain things, you get your protein, like, obviously, from beans. You get your protein from beans. You say, well, why would you eat beans? Well, it's basically liquefied to a point where you're drinking it. I know, it just...
You don't want to be next to me after that drink.
Mm-mm. No, man,
not
stop.
Enlisted. What? I'm just telling you how it reacts.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. We need a little less straight talk, if that's where it goes. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. One franchise that might need to cleanse themselves of a former number one overall pick. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Out and say hello. This is a pattern of behavior with Zion that we are seeing again and again. And look, I was his teammate. I can describe him as a detached teammate. That is an accurate statement.
Denzel, try to be animated. This is for you, please.
That's a happy dog, though. That tail goes every time you say his name. His tail starts going.
Yeah, he gets.
I'm gonna call.
Smacks my kids in the face all the time.
Hey, Jay, what time did you get in with the dog?
We got like around 5 o'clock.
See, because I've been, what's that now? What are we, that's 3 hours and 15 minutes or so?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. I mean, no, it's six.
Hour 15,
my bad. Yeah, I was going to say, I hadn't seen you give him any treats, so I'm going to have to call Pete on a cleanse.
He's on a cleanse. IBS for Denzel. We keep it.
Denzel.
Tight. Where'd you
Denzel,
get him?
Denzel, wake up.
We got him at this this place called Badass in Brooklyn. Yeah, it's a kill shelter, which is really cool. I mean, he was chained to a fence in Georgia.
Oh,
so he literally got shocked every time he barked as a little puppy. So dude didn't talk for like the first year and a half that we had him. And now he's just he's the most docile dog ever. Yeah.
That's great. I mean that's the way to do it. You're gonna get a dog, go to a shelter and go adopt a dog. Yeah.
And Key, that tail be smacking my kids in the face all the time. Poor Emil. Zane has no chance. 10 months. He just learned how to walk. He just slapping him.
I sure wish I was a dog in the wheelhouse.
Look.
Get treated, get to live a better life than most people, right?
Come on, man.
Take a shot every time the tail moves. That's a game.
He came from that nice home in that plush vehicle sitting in the back. I already know what it is.
That's right. Whole shabacle.
Shabacle.
I like shabacle. Shabacle is a useful word because it's a combination of shebang, the whole shebang, and debacle. But it's not quite a debacle where everything's going wrong. It's just there's some negative component to it. And you're talking about the whole thing.
See, Max, I thought it was like a debacle that happens on Shabbat. So I thought of a shabacle that way.
Well, how could that be? It's a
applicable.
Tuesday.
It's applicable.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Oh,
it's
well.
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? I don't know.
What day is it?
I don't know. This whole thing is a shabacle. So you want to talk a little sports or what? A little basketball?
Let's do it.
C.J. McCollum said on TNT over the weekend he had not had any contact with Zion Williamson since McCollum was traded to the Pelicans. He'd reached out, hadn't heard anything, right? He told Malika Andrews, obviously our very own ESPN's Malika Andrews on Tuesday morning. That would be yesterday morning for people who are interested. Today, I have been informed it is Wednesday. That he hadn't spoken to William. No, that he has since spoken to Williamson. So now they've made contact. That it's become, after it became public that they hadn't made contact, now they made contact. So here's Zion's former Pelican teammate and ESPN analyst J.J. Redick. He was on First Take yesterday. Listen.
Reach out and say hello. This is a pattern of behavior with Zion that we are seeing again and again. And look, I was his teammate. I can describe him as a detached teammate. That is an accurate statement. This is basic level of humanity being a teammate. Send a text to a guy when he gets traded to your team. That is just normal behavior. That's the bar minimum that you have to do. And the Pelicans yesterday sent out an email for season tickets for next year. Guess who wasn't in the email? Whose name was not in the email? Zion's.
It was reported yesterday that Zion Williamson and CJ McCollum did speak after CJ came out with those comments. But I spoke to two people yesterday who are very close to the situation and actually found something that was quite alarming, guys. That Zion has not been to a practice or a shoot-around since early December. Since the beginning of December. You're talking about 10 weeks of nobody really seeing him or him being around the team. And, Key, there's something going on. I've been hearing from people about, you know, family issues. And if you get a chance to meet Zion, which I did earlier in his career before he even went to Duke and at Duke, he's very demure and just he's not very authoritative in how he says things. And he plays that way on the court, but personality-wise, it just seems like he's a little bit not standoffish, but just like shy, right? It seems he's more like 21 years young. And I think sometimes we forget, signed that 5-year, $75 million deal. You're talking about him being the face of the NBA, and he's 21 years old. It's a lot of pressure to deal with, obviously having an injury. And it brings up this next conversation. You know, that rookie extension, it's going to be given to him. There have been rumors speculating that he may not sign that because he may not want to be in New Orleans. But James Harden, Ben Simmons, the fact that it's okay for Zion Williamson to act this way, to not be around the franchise, and he's still going to be rewarded. He's still going to be paid a bag. And it sets such a weird tone for a young player to have that kind of power within the organization so early in his career, still while trying to learn out how to deal with being a pro.
Yeah, when you're young, you go through a lot of things in professional sports because for so long you've always been told everything was okay. You've never been told no. And I think that resonates still for adults in certain situations. It's not to me as much as it is the age portion like you mentioned. It's about the surroundings and the people that you have around you that are the enablers to allow you to continue to do certain things and have a certain behavior into such due time that they can't anymore. You see it oftentimes in sports, and there's no question about it, and because we cover heavy sports, when you have those individuals around you, it could be your parents, it could be Uncle Johnny, it could be anybody in that core circle, they don't really understand the significance of the work that you have to put in to become what you sought out to be when you left college or high school, for that matter. They just enjoy the ride. And I think Zion, if in fact what you are saying, which I believe is true, has to refocus again and look at itself in the mirror and realize, okay, things aren't going the way that it's supposed to go for me since I left Duke. I've got to now refocus and shift things and get back on track and be the player that I was in high school that got me to Duke to begin with. Whether that means cutting off certain people in your circle, and so that you can now prepare mentally to get back on the court and do the things, not worry about the extensions and things of that nature, because that's going to be there. Nobody's giving up on the talent yet. So that's kind of my take on it. And then leave the damn beignets alone.
Yeah.
I would just say to me and you guys, I look at guys like you two, I don't know how you did it. To me, when I see someone like Zion, 21 years old, the kind of work you have to put in, first of all, no matter how much work you put in, you start out as a physical freak. You're different than everybody else. You're, as Key said, you're not hearing no, you're treated differently throughout your life. Then, somehow, you have to build up an incredible level of skill, which takes endless work to get there, right? Now you're 21, you got fame, pressure, money, still got to put in the work, the whole thing. When I think back to when I was 21, if the camera was on me everywhere I moved, when I see someone like Zion, I think, yeah, of course. What amazes me is how few examples there are of that compared to the whole population of athletes. Like, what I'm impressed, what I'm like, what I notice is Jay, Key, guys like you who could keep it together at that age. It's incredible to me.
Think about Max, I didn't keep it together.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I should just say Key, not you.
I didn't keep it together. Yeah. But that, I mean, and I.
Stop.
No, but that's okay. Like, I own that narrative. That's also, and I had good surroundings around me and two parents, right? But it's still also like who you're surrounded with and how fast you live. Or, you know, people act like just because you have money and fame, all of a sudden, like, your personality traits change. Like, who you were before just becomes even more enhanced or amplified when you get money. So those problems just rear their head.
You're barely not a teenager anymore.
You don't even know who you are.
Your judgment, the part of your brain that controls decisions, like you're making, your judgment, is not even fully formed. And then you got to make good decisions all the time. Crazy. It's incredible to me. Zion, it's like, yeah, no kidding. He don't know how to act all of a sudden. Is the juice still worth the squeeze for a team when it comes to their franchise quarterback? That's the question.
Is that another cleanse reference, like a juice cleanse? I feel like there's a lot of juice and cleanses going on.
I don't know about this cleansing thing, man.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
And as a player, you want to be valued in anything that you do in life.
Snoop once said, that's realer than real deal Holyfield. Man. I mean, like, man, here's the bottom line.
They talking about they ain't got nothing but $1.50, and these other teams are talking about that they got $3, then I'm about to go take the $3 and play with Patrick Mahomes. If Cleveland think they getting a hometown discount because I'm already under contract, then no. I'm not with him at quarterback.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers.
Tell him, Denzel. Tell him, D. Look alert. Look alive, baby.
Snoop is like bigger than he's ever been. Man. 30 years later.
Talk about keep reinventing yourself.
You know what that goes to show you? Guys like from those days, Snoop, Cube, LL, those dudes are just stars. They happen to be in hip-hop, but some people are just stars, and it was going to translate across time, you know?
Key, have you seen that new that little stand-up he does? Well, they cover sports, him and Kevin Hart, where they do it live on sports.
I have not seen it at all.
he just be smoking to Jay doing it.
Snoop?
Yeah, it's wild, man. I love it. It's pure comedy while watching sports. Yeah,
well, you know what other combination is really good about sports? Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. was a good combination. Jeez, it's a bad segue.
Yeah, I don't. I was going to let you go on that one.
Well, we have a few minutes to talk about this right now. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, have I mentioned that? So, Jay, you brought this up yesterday, right? About the Jarvis Landry situation and how Odell's exit, because he left and got to a place with a real good quarterback, Odell did, messed around, won a Super Bowl.
That was key.
Well, this is, I'm pretty sure, you. Well,
either way, you can give key credit for it.
Let's now find out whether it was Jay or Key.
We talked so much, man.
It wasn't me. Look, there's a lot of pressure considering OBJ left this team, then went on to win a Super Bowl and had a phenomenal playoff. He just played out of his tail. So you're seeing that. You're hearing stuff about Jarvis Landry. I think the writing is on a wall. Baker has to prove himself this year.
Oh, I did. Pretty sure that was you.
I did say that, yeah. Played out of his tail.
Yeah,
that's another line.
Shabackle.
We're just going to keep changing the game. Trendsetter.
I totally agree with this, Key, what Jay said. Like, you look at Baker. Forget about the contract for a second. Remember, it was crazy talk last year. He wants $400 million. Come on, it's Baker Mayfield. Let's get realistic about this. However, it's not just the contract. It's that a year ago, when you say, well, where could Aaron Rodgers go from a football point of view, where you'd be like, oh, Cleveland, look at all that talent. There could be an exodus of talent from that team if the players on the team don't feel like they can win with Baker Mayfield, Key.
Yeah, but if you break it down, though, Max, it's really not. The only two players that come to mind that would be significant would be OBJ, which had an up and down 3 years in Cleveland, and it was time for him to exit because of injury and his so-called rift with Baker Mayfield. And then Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry is been productive when on the field for the Cleveland Browns, just like most of his career in the National Football League. I would say that the core group of talent is still there in Cleveland. The one X factor in all of it, though, is the quarterback. Can the quarterback finally do something, step up, take the next step in his career so that you don't have guys like Jarvis Landry looking at his best friend and OBJ having a phenomenal playoff run until, you know, the injury in the Super Bowl, but just the dominance that he had throughout the course of his tenure with the Rams. And look over there and Jarvis Landry sitting there saying, damn, I wish I had that. And now he's seeking that. He's due $15 million of base salary, which none of it is guaranteed. And so when you look at it, he is a $15-plus million wide receiver when healthy. Mm-hmm. But the Cleveland Browns are not going to give him that when he's coming off a 52-catch, 500-yard season with a couple touchdowns. They're not going to want to pay that type of money. They will save money by releasing him. And my advice to a Jarvis Landry in this situation would be such, let him release you.
Exactly.
Because you are good enough to garner some attention from teams in the National Football League and still make a significant amount of money from those teams and be able to resume your career with a better quarterback.
I mean, look, if I'm Landry, just real talk, I don't want to be in Cleveland. Like, I watch the success that OBJ has had with Matthew Stafford. I want something like that. I want something that feels like that. Now, could that be in the AFC? Could that be to a Kansas City? Maybe. I see that as a viable option. But even if you start looking outside of it, I mean, Baltimore has been dying for a top-tier wide receiver target, number two, right? Or number one. Like, Jarvis Landry could be that. How about for the Colts?
That's what I want to know, Jay, Key. I think Jarvis Landry, when healthy, I know he had an off year because he's hurt, is a good receiver, very good receiver. But there are a lot of very good receivers. Is he?
Well, ain't a whole lot.
Is he a difference maker? In other words, if you have Jarvis Landry as your number one, are you like, oh, I'm good at number one, or are you still looking? Is he whether or not he's on the outside or whatever? That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, if he's the best receiver on your team, is that good enough? Is he a difference maker that way?
Well, I don't think Jarvis Landry should find a team that he is the sole ranger. Mm-hmm. He's the long ranger. He shouldn't do that. He's not at a point in his career where that makes all the sense in the world. He's at a point in his career where he should look to team up with somebody a couple guys, whether Jay mentioned the Kansas City, whether I now could be the veteran guy at the Raiders, I now can, for whatever reason, maybe there's a Rams sighting there because of the injury problems that they've been plagued with down the line. Maybe look there's a discount that I'm willing to take and be in L.A. with OBJ and along with Cooper Kupp because of Robert Woods and OBJ's injuries. Maybe that's something that they take a look at. Or
Hold on, Key. Let's stay there for a second. You're saying that there's a chance that Jarvis Landry.
That's not what I said.
I'm your boy. I'm just asking.
I agree, man. There. That caught my attention. The Rams, like, it makes sense.
Whoa, Robert Woods. Cooper Kupp, OBJ.
Okay.
You talk about Jarvis Landry?
There's a time and a place in your career where the only thing that matters is winning. And not I need the most catches, the most yards, the most Pro Bowls. I've done all that. Now I just need to win because I haven't done it at the level that these guys have done it at. When you talk about veteran presence and you talk about a Los Angeles Ram team because of the injuries that they have at the receiver position, you have a guy – like Van Jefferson, who's going to be coming up on a contract extension here soon. Cooper Kupp, obviously, is off on his own to the right. But then outside of that, what do you have? Now you can go get a guy who's in the open market, like a Landry, that can learn, not necessarily learn, but get better as he gets older in a situation as the third, you know, three and a half receiver, if he's willing to do something like that. Maybe all the money isn't there, but you get an opportunity to win. And I just mentioned the Rams really because of the relationship that he has with OBJ. And I know OBJ would vouch for him, will vouch for him with Sean McVay and Les Snead to be able to say he could help us.
I hear that. And if he's at that
and the Rams stage. And the Rams like veteran players that have done it.
Yeah, yeah. And if he's at that stage of his career, I get it. So I suppose in that case, the answer to is he a difference maker is yes, in his role. At that he's a difference maker. That's not what I meant by difference maker is something else, but that it could be a difference maker in that way.
But
opposed to a Jag, just a guy, right? He's just a guy. He's better than that, you're saying.
He's better than just a guy. There's no question about it. But we're not asking him to be the Long Ranger. We're not asking him to do that. We're asking him to be productive. We're asking him to catch the football. We're asking him to be the first one in the building, the last one out of the building. We're asking him to make sure that everything is on point when we come to you. That's what we're asking for a veteran receiver like a Jarvis Landry. When you want a hot young shot receiver, then that's what you go get. He's not at that stage in his career. He is in a stage of his career where something like the Giants, for instance, right? The New England Patriots, for instance. They're looking for that type of presence that can go with a young quarterback, and they already have a Nelson Aguilar and a Kendrick Bourne. Now they can add a Jarvis Landry to the mix. That's what he is in his career right now.
But, Keith, could a situation – and I get it. It makes sense to go to a team where you can be a part of something bigger than yourself. But if a team like Chicago came around – not sure what's going to happen. I hear what you're saying, but you're not sure what's going to happen with Allen Robinson.
Might as well stay in Cleveland.
Same thing for you? So, like, even
better,
if the money
better
was...
team in Cleveland.
Okay. All right.
Better team in Cleveland than in Chicago right now.
Okay.
Because you got everything defensively for Cleveland. You got everything
you got
in the running game
for
Cleveland. The only thing that I hate to say only because that's a big part is the quarterback situation. And I didn't hear this from anybody. I don't think Jarvis Landry rocked with the quarterback.
I mean, Odell didn't.
How am I going to rock with the quarterback if my dude don't rock with the quarterback? How am I going? If he don't mess with him, why would I mess with him?
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
I mean, that's the reality of sports, and that's the reality of life. If I'm not messing with you, what make you think he going to mess with you?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Mako. Need a paint job on your car? When life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako. Go to Mako.com today. All right, let's continue this conversation on Jarvis Landry. And now that he's finally ready, play a little hot news or not news with Dan.
In a 24-hour news cycle, everything feels like news.
Yeah, it's not news at all.
Let's find out what's hot news or not news.
Key, will you tell me? Is this hot news or is not news?
You're so scary. You're going to throw it to me.
Dan Graziano giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Right? Are you ready to play Hot News or Not News?
Born ready, Max.
How is that possible? Why are people born ready? You have to learn to be ready.
That's who I am. Wait, that's Dan, the kind of talent you're dealing with.
Is your mic on? Everything good? Are we ready to go?
As far as I know.
Okay. I can't hear.
Max, you brought him in.
Huh?
You brought him in when he was
ready. I can hear him fine. I hear him fine.
All right, that's good.
So to make sure we're all on the same page.
All right. Great. So let's start with Jarvis Landry saying he'd like to stay, but the ball is in the Browns' court. Is that hot news or not news?
Not news. Look, there are going to be a lot of veterans cut over the next couple weeks for cap reasons. Jarvis Landry, I don't think, in the Browns' estimation, is a $15 million a year wide receiver. That's his salary. So I think either he's got to alter that or the Browns are going to cut him. And I think that's a situation a lot of veterans are going to find themselves in over the next couple of weeks. And Landry is obviously voicing some issues he has with that.
Okay.
Is it?
Yep. I mean,
we already discussed that.
We chopped it up already.
Right? That nobody can say anything to us.
No, you said it perfectly. Perfect. There's no point in adding any words to that. It would only dilute it.
Yes.
I mean, you spent time getting ready, and you came with it. I could see that. Aaron Rodgers saying there will be no news today. Is that hot news or not news?
I mean, by definition, it's not. It's not like no news means it's not news. Look, I think. Your show's not long enough for me to say everything I think about Aaron Rodgers and what's going on right now. Look, he craves attention. Mm-hmm. He's getting more. I think he'll do whatever it takes to get as much attention as possible. Ah. And dragging this out after saying I'm not going to drag it out and then dragging it out is a way to do that. I think we'll hear from him again before the decision is final. Honestly, I don't think we're close to a resolution here.
It's not news to me. I didn't expect for him really to say much. I didn't think that he was going to all of a sudden come out with a splash because he was on the Pat McAfee show. When he's ready to talk about it, he'll talk about it. You know, everybody thought, I think, because of the situation, nobody gets tagged on the first day anyway.
Correct.
So Devontae Adams was not going to get tagged. This thing is going to drag out. They'll take it all the way up to the last day. Because in the meantime, they'll try to reach out to Devontae's people to get a long-term deal done if they can. And if not, they'll tag him.
It's hot news just because Aaron Rodgers is manipulating the media the same way the Kardashians do. I mean, we're talking about him every single day. And by the way, Devontae Adams isn't going to say anything. So who's speaking on his behalf? You have a quote from Aaron Rodgers.
See, I think that whole idea of he's manipulating the media is a little overblown. He's fantastic for us. Like, I think it's great. Like, the longer it takes for him to resolve this, the better it is for the media. He's manipulating the Packers. And I think that's important for the Packers and their fans to understand. That's who he's really messing with.
Well,
that's whose schedule and plans he's messing with right now.
That's a fine point. That's like you're threading a needle there, in my opinion, because I think he is manipulating the media in the sense that he's keeping himself, you know, in the first segment of all these shows, written about, et cetera.
Awesome.
And you know what it has me thinking, Dan? And we're
going
to get into it a little bit later on. Like, in order for him to help their cap and everything, he's going to have to sign a long-term deal somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. And people's behavior will tell you about them over time. I don't think he's signing a long-term deal anywhere because then he can't do this anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so there. No.
Can you imagine, like, you're sitting here, like, if you're Kyler Murray and, like, some anonymous weasel is telling Mortensen, like, you're selfish and immature, and here the MVP of the league is out there being selfish and immature in public every single, I mean, like you got to be driving yourself nuts. Like, I thought this was the way to act. He's the best that there is at what I do, and he can act like this, and I'm not. And yes, I understand four MVPs.
Yes.
But they won the same number of playoff games this year.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
Correct. He don't win in the playoffs. What about Rodgers saying, I'm definitely thankful for the work he, Brian, put into, meaning Gutenkunst, put into our relationship? Is that hot news or not news, Dan?
Oh, sorry. No, it's not. It's not news because, again, he's just talking. If he was really you can say you're thankful or you can be thankful. And if you are, then you act a certain way. You do things that are helpful. Like if he was truly thankful to Brian Gutenkunst, he would make Brian's life easier. He's making Brian's life more difficult. So we can listen to what he says or we can watch what he does. But they don't match up. And to the point you just made, people's actions tell you what they're all about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not news. It's one of those deals, man. I'm starting to – just these two little segments that we're doing on him right now, it's like wearing me out. I'm like,
Just speaking of, I mean, yeah. Keith, by the way, just speaking of it, and I'm laughing at it, like my man went through, like he put a hashtag on Monday Night Gratitude, which was not even a thing. Nope. He made it a hashtag.
Yes.
Like that's like, oh, I'm going to trend with this hashtag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that he's trying to do this or that to anyone or Dan, even that, like he's not grateful. He may feel grateful, but to me it seems, and this is armchair psychologist, I get it, that he's just self-involved, you know, like he's thinking about what he feels, what he needs, etc. And he's not. So you're right. He thinks he's grateful to Guttenkunst, the work he put in his relationship. But maybe he doesn't understand what that really is in terms
that
of his behavior.
That is what his social platform is for, though, right?
Narcissism?
Brian.
I mean, isn't it for everybody to a degree?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're all self-involved to one degree or another. Some of us more than others.
Not all to that degree.
Brian Flores says he declined to sign a separation deal with the Dolphins so he could speak out. Is this hot news or scorching hot news,
Dan? I think it's hot news. I mean, this is hot news because I, from what I've been able to gather, right, the language in the contract, the separation agreement that his lawyers tweeted out last night is pretty standard, right? Like you have to sign this and then you get your buyout or you get the remainder of your guarantee. You agree not to sue us. You agree not to make disparaging comments about it. The fact that he didn't sign it means he had other plans, which we now know what they are, right? He was planning to make an issue of this. He ends up suing the league. He ends up coming out and saying, you know, they offered me money to lose games on purpose. So it's big news. It's honestly putting your money where your mouth is, right? I mean, he obviously, if he turned down money in exchange for the ability to speak freely about the situation there, I think that means it's significant, and I think there's going to be more coming out about it.
Yeah, there's certainly hot news, scorching hot, Dan, when you just mentioned all of that on the NDA front. Coaches typically do their buyouts, they get their money, they go about their business, but clearly he had other intentions for the good. And it's going to be interesting to see moving forward if Stephen Ross and the Miami Dolphins continue to claim that there was nothing being done wrong on their part, but Brian Flores got something in his back pocket that I can't wait to see.
So, it's definitely hot news. Dan, I'm getting confused with something, though. And it's – so if that's the fact of the matter, that he didn't sign the NDA, right, which now he's allowed to obviously have a discrimination lawsuit, why would the Dolphins then say that, you know, these allegations that we offered this NDA are categorically false? I don't understand the reasoning. I get confused by that.
First off, I don't either, right? So this is speculation. That's why I think, like, if it's standard separation agreement language, it's in every contract, whenever you fire, then I think the Dolphins probably said, well, there's no NDA. It was just a standard separation agreement, right? So I'm not, and please don't think I'm trying to defend them.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure it out.
I'm just trying to come up with an answer. That's the only one I could really come up with. If this is standard contract language and they heard something about an NDA, it's not an NDA. It's just a regular.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Okay.
All right. We have like 10 seconds. Uh-oh. Bienemy. Still no resolution in his job situation, hot news or not news, just Dan.
I think it's lukewarm news. I think there's something to it. There's the possibility that they don't come to a resolution there. Until we hear something on Bienemy, it's worth monitoring.
And that's Dan Graziano, born ready.
Oh, born ready.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Why Aaron Rodgers making Packers guessing about his futures for years to come.
He's taking a nap. Just knocked out.
He's sick of Rodgers, too.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.